Six strategies to make the most of your paper planner. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Hello, my name is Stephanie Callahan, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, even with the influx of Blackberries, iPhones, Androids, and all the other smartphones and electronic equipment, many people still stick with their paper planners. And that's okay. There's something about writing on paper that makes them comfortable and pleased. It's a tactile thing. If you love your paper too, check out these strategies to make the most of your planning tool. First, consider using more uses of a cookbook stand. Use a cookbook stand to keep your paper planner or reference books open and viewable while using a minimal amount of desktop space. Identify your planner, and this actually goes for your smartphone too, for that matter. Remember to put your name and phone number in your day planner, your calendar, your paper planner, whatever you call it. If you lose it, some kind soul will be able to return it to you. Now, when I used a paper planner, I always put in big bold letters, reward if found, and highlighted it in a bright yellow marker, bright yellow highlighter, so that people would know this document or this book is really important to me. Rearrange your planner if you're left-handed. If you're left-handed, place your management section, so those tabs that say things like goals, key information, note paper, addresses, etc., at the beginning of your planner. Then place your monthly tabs in your planner pages after the management section type pages. By doing this, you'll raise the pages to the left of the binder rings, and it will be easier for you to write your daily, weekly planning pages. Also consider using the number or ABC tabs for the most planning systems provide. Rather than writing miscellaneous pieces of information about a project on the daily planning pages, which can spread the information across weeks or months, choose a numbered or alphabetical tab and assign a project. A project could be an assignment, standard meetings, or reoccurring topics. File all of the related information behind the tab for easy reference that you can get to at a moment's notice. You could also consider using color to help keep you on track. Highlighters now come in multiple colors. Use them to your advantage. You might consider highlighting your A-prioritized tasks and other important appointments so that you know at a glance what must be finished that day. Or you can use color for a quick glance at what types of activities you're participating in. For example, for me, green equals personal, blue equals client meetings, orange is volunteer time, red is medical, etc. By taking a quick glance at my screen, or in your case, on your page, I can tell exactly how balanced my time is. Use a good quality pencil. Rather than using a pen, use a good quality pencil to keep your calendar neat. Things get really messy really fast when you can't erase or move things around. Consider carrying a mechanical pencil because you'll never need to sharpen it and it can be refilled very easily. So tell me, those are just a few strategies to keep a paper planner effective. What do you do that works for you? Share your ideas. I'd love to learn new techniques. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. Thanks, have a great day, and to your success.